Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So I just said it on Facebook Live, but I have to say that you and I are good looking anyway.
No.
Yeah, but when we add makeup, fantastic.
You know how I know you're a rube, Rob Spiewak?
With my cheap bag and expensive shoes, what?
It's because when I do something to make you look better,
yes,
you can just look better. You don't have to tell the world what you're wearing.
No, it's like being on the red carpet. I have to announce what I'm wearing and who I'm wearing.
No one asked. No. You could have just been like, oh, wow, he looks less sweaty today.
Well, it was a weird moment because here, as we pull the curtain back, is Oscar actually brought in some foundation to make ourselves less shiny with our new video presentation, which, by the way, is fantastic with the professional lighting and the cameras and everything.
Yes.
It's really taking the show to a new level. However, he gives me this makeup and he says, use a little bit, just a little bit, be sparing. And I do, and he leaves the room. And I'm here with Pony and Maddie, our intern. And I said, Maddie, is it helping? She said first, maybe a little more.
Oh.
And then I put on some more.
Surface area.
And she said, and don't forget the sides. So I guess my entire head is just like a light bulb shining.
Well, if we're pulling the curtain back, and we'll get to your calls in just a bit. Thank you
please.
For joining us.
Yes, please.
One, Mike O'Mara is out for the day. He is fine. He's alive. There are no health issues.
No.
He has a personal day. He will be back mañana.
Exactly.
So no worries there. Two, I need my headphones turned up.
Okay.
And three, yes, I went back and I looked at the videos we've been putting together. It's been a work in progress.
Right.
And I said, well, everybody looks pretty good. The lighting could be better. There's different settings on the cameras that we could fix for this room. But the constant was that Rob always looked like he was about to stroke out. And it reminded me of...
As I do every day in all activities.
And it reminded me of the... I feel like I sound a little hollow. Have my settings been messed with?
No.
That's really, really different in my ear. Just a heads up.
All right.
And see if you can just look at that.
All right.
So in my eyes, I really feel like, I needed to help you. And I said,
I hope it didn't come off as being unappreciative.
No. This is why I know you're rube is because you can't just look good. You have to tell everybody why you look good.
Well, some people
sometimes you just go ahead and do it and act like a professional and not be like, oh my God, I can't believe I look this good.
Well, I'm unaccustomed to looking good. It's a new experience.
So what happened when JFK and Nixon stepped up to the plate? When they debated?
Well, there were two things is that, the overall thing is that JFK was much more telegenic.
Yes.
And that's what they say one of the reasons why he did so well in the debate.
Okay, but...
So he wore
makeup.
The opposite
is.
Well, Nixon looked horrible.
You're Nixon. Talk about Nixon.
Okay, Nixon, he had a thick beard. He did not wear makeup, and he looked sweaty and uncomfortable.
Yes.
And they say if you listened to the debate, Nixon won. But if you watched the debate, he lost.
So I force you to put on what is not necessarily makeup. It is a lotion that is a foundation.
Yes.
It mats your shininess.
Okay.
Right? And I only learned about this is because some of the TV people that come in here found it.
Right.
And I was like, what's that? They're like, oh, this just mats how shiny you are.
Okay.
So at roughly $50 a little bottle, we ordered multiples of these for the studio, just in case people like Rob step in will make you look like $1 million.
Well, Oscar, I hope you didn't think that I was unappreciative. I was just noting the fact that it was something far from usual.
Sometimes you don't have to tell them everything. Yeah, like, I just want to help you.
Okay, well, I appreciate the help.
Like, if you go down a size in your sweatshirt, you don't talk about it until you're down two sizes.
I've never gone down a size in anything. It's always been adding an X. I remember when the double X came to be, and I was like, oh, my God, this is great. So anyway, as soon as I get down back to something that has less than three X's, I'll let you know.
We urge you to go to YouTube.com, our channel, The Mike O'Mara Show, and subscribe to the channel. Now posting, and we are attempting to evolve the show into not just the audio format, but a video presentation.
Yeah.
Nothing will change with the program, but what you see on the video is definitely going to be of a higher quality.
Well, I do thank you for making me more beautiful as specific as possible.
I can't believe you're this excited about it.
I'm very pleased. It was fun. Every time I can apply a lotion, it's a day well spent. Let's go to your calls because it is Wide Open Wednesday, 1-888-920-MORE. That's 1-888-920-6673. Taking your calls on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's go to Rick in Concord, California. Rick, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Rick.
You, friend?
So, have you heard of the Bliss Dance?
The Bliss Dance. I have not. Oscar?
No, I have not.
Okay. The Bliss Dance is a large, illuminated, nude female statue sculpture thing.
Mm.
It used to be located at San Francisco's Treasure Island, and now it's in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And it's called the Bliss Dance?
Yeah.
And where do we see it in Las Vegas?
I hope to take some pictures of it with you guys.
Oh, that'd be very nice.
Oh, yes.
Where is it in Vegas? Do we know?
It's in front of like the Bellagio or one of the, I think.
Oh, it's in front of one of the hotels.
Thunderstrip.
Shouldn't be hard to find. All right.
I'm sure we'll find it.
Pause for your jingle, Rick.
Word of the day with Nickname Rick.
The Bliss Dance.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Speaking of Vegas, incoming. Information is incoming.
Oh,
I know it. But we don't have all of the we want to make sure we give you everything possible. I'm talking about a hotel. I'm talking about everything.
And I know that you know that I know that you know, but pretty soon they're going to know.
Yes.
And they're going to know everything.
So don't worry about the 6 months out BS.
It's going to be A-OK.
Happy.
You're going to love it.
You're going to know exactly what we're doing, and we're going to take care of you, all right? Let's go to Wes in New Freedom, PA. Wes, you're on there.
Hi, Wes.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I had a question for Mike. I was going to ask Mike.
I'll answer for him, sir.
And I'll back it up. Hello?
Wes.
What did I miss?
You can ask us.
What did I miss?
You can ask me. Can you hear me?
Okay, well.
Hello?
Okay. Will there be another installment of Is It Just Me on Friday? Because if there
is. Oh, my
is,
God.
I've got a doozy, and I'll just wait for Friday if there's going
to
be one.
No, you go ahead, sir. You go ahead here, because Mike is going to be upset about it, and I'm glad he's not here to ask your questions. Answer your questions, so please go ahead.
We will entertain your Is It Just Me.
Okay, is it just me, or is it extremely frustrating when you send a message, like on Messenger, and you see the chat bubble drop, and you know the message has been seen, and you receive no response at all?
That happens to me on a regular basis. I'm the person with the bubbles because I'm either texting someone else and you've interrupted my thread.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I don't want to answer you. It's because I'm answering somebody else.
But I think it
and
happens
then I forget about you. And then, but then know this, that you that whole exchange, while it may hurt your feelings, you may feel like I'm not writing you back. Know that I'm doing that to somebody else, and your space in the queue
right.
will probably fall a few days later. I'm like, oh, I got to write back Wes.
Yeah.
And I start writing back Wes, and then someone else writes me, and I don't write them back, and then it just turns into a vicious cycle, sir.
And to add to that, what I will do sometimes is if I get interrupted by that, I will go and do it, and I have gone days later to someone's page of text, and I have one waiting to send. The reply is sitting there. I just didn't hit send.
I'll give you one more.
Yeah.
On Facebook Messenger, if you read it, people know you've read it, right?
Seen by,
yeah.
It says, yeah.
Yes. And I don't know how to turn that off. So sometimes if I got a lot going on, I'll just pretend they're not there.
Ah, you ghost them.
Because if I seen them, then I'm indebted to answering to them.
Exactly. You can't be guilty of something you don't
that
know.
That just is as of this past month. So if you've sent me something, no, I'll get back to you. But it might not be this week.
Well, can I add a little bit of depth to this?
And, I wish
and Rob, you probably have experienced this. And I was going to ask Mike, you know, I was going to tell him in like 15 years from now, when little Michael's like 19 or 20 years old,
right.
Mike will probably deal with this if he lives that long. But I have a 21-year-old son, and he's in the Army, and he's away, and I know he's doing Army stuff, but I see he reads my messages, and I don't hear back from him, and that drives me nuts.
What a jerk. Yeah, can't play on you. Facebook because he's busy defending our nation. I wish he'd get his priorities right.
I'll tell you.
Well, Wi-Fi spotty in the desert, man.
No, he's in Hawaii.
Damn it. Wi-Fi spotty in the clubs.
Oh, no, the Wi-Fi got destroyed by lava.
Hey, my my wife's brother lives in Hawaii. He's stationed out there, right?
Really?
In Oahu.
Yeah.
And we barely hear from him. He's getting married. He's having a kid, and he just got married, and we just found out about a year later. Don't feel bad.
Well, I was out there in December. My son got married in December, and I was just out there on Oahu.
Congratulations. He said, I got my FaceTime in, and now he's doing his thing. And something weird happens. When you get married, and my mom told me this, she said when you get married, things change, right? And they
boy do they.
And they kind of did. Like it was weird. I felt like I had to be a husband for a little bit, but now I'm going back to my mom every weekend just to say hello.
That's good. Check on her.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your insight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Wes.
Send him a Facebook message and tell him to try the pineapple. I hear it's excellent.
Come on, Rob.
Will do.
Thanks, bye. And the poi.
Well, Mike, what do we got on the Deadpool for Mike?
Oh, well, you said he'll be back tomorrow. We'll see.
No, I'm talking about if he's going to live for a little Michael.
Oh, he will. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, college graduation at least.
I say he's going to make it into little Mike at least until little Michael's 30.
Yeah, you know what? He'll see little Michael married.
Yeah.
He'll see grandchild from him.
Yes.
Yes.
Hopefully not in, you know, teen mom situation.
Well, no, he'll see it.
Yes.
But he won't be able to, you know, like pick it up or anything.
It's the baby.
Him or her.
Jerk.
Yes, the child.
Lori from Rochester, you're on there.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I have a question for Oscar.
Yes.
What do you feel is the proper terminology, Hispanic or Latino?
It depends. I go Latino because I think Latin America is appropriate option, right? And then some people have the connotation of Hispanic. Hispanic American. Frankly, I like Latino because I think Latin American.
Does Hispanic indicate European origin because Spain
well,
is in
Spanish,
there?
Yeah. Right? If you're from Spain, you're Spanish.
Right. So is it sort of a South America Europe
division? I honestly, for me, when I have a form and it says Hispanic / Latino, I never thought twice about it, but I remember writing Latino in one of these forms. And being like, well, I'm from Latin America, right?
Right.
Or I'm Bolivian.
Right.
How about this? If you're here and you're paying taxes, you're American.
Exactly. And there's never a box to check for Polish.
Yes.
So I don't know what to do.
A tanned American.
Or yellow.
As
before the cameras were adjusted.
I don't know
today.
If that's appropriate. Moving on.
No, just the physical color of yellow.
Yeah, we had a hue issue here, saturation with the cameras.
Yeah.
All right, Lori, why do you ask?
I'm just curious. Yeah, I've heard people discuss the pros and cons of either word, and I didn't know.
This is what's wrong with America, Lori. We have to work harder and stop worrying about titles.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you just call him Oscar?
Yes.
Because that's his name.
And don't ask if I can mow your lawn. We're not all in that service.
And besides, your mower is so small.
Stop it.
We have the same mower. Take
Lori,
forever.
Lori, thank you for asking. You know what? That was probably the most educated question we've had today.
Mm-hmm. And we handled it almost like it was a real question. Yeah, I thought so.
I think it depends. And no one should be offended either way. Hispanic, Latino, you're good. Cool? Great.
Thank you, Lori.
Have a good one. Take care.
Bye. Thanks for your opinion.
Thank you. I like being people's Latin friend. This is awesome. Let's go to David in Silver Spring. David, you're
Hi,
on
David.
The air.
Hey, guys. It's Dave Smolar. How you doing?
Dave! I heard Rob wouldn't let you come to the studio last week. I'm sorry. He's a monster.
I'm sitting still, and I'm waiting for the call. My gifts are for the 2000th anniversary, the 2000th episode, and they're non-perishable.
What's the dollar value, David? We know that you're a skinflint. What is the dollar value of your gift?
I have to tell you, as a fan of the show, every time you make an obscure reference to something, I have to run out to CBS and find something else that relates to it.
Okay. I see.
So I can add more jokes to the barrel. So
okay,
it's kinda...
what is the value of your gift? I say before you walk in, you have to have at least a $50 minimum. Now, if you have to have a gift card to it, add one. There is a CVS across the street.
Do you want to like fill it out like a customs card when you're flying internationally?
You
he has to declare all the values of
breach
his gifts?
The studio perimeter without a minimum of $50.
Where are we at? And you can tell us in pennies.
Well, there's a difference between out-of-pocket value versus the actual intrinsic value, because there's some of these things I got with coupons.
I'm talking
and stuff
about
like that,
capitalism. So. Dollars.
Yeah, Oscar wants something that, you know, he's looking for receipts.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not for me, it's for everybody.
That's right.
Have it a three-digit neighborhood. Would that be okay with you?
Three digits? That could be $1.
It could be $9.99. Either way, not enough.
He's smarter than he looks.
David.
Hey, you know what? You're on thin ice, buddy. Watch it.
Our airtime. We're trying to entertain, and we're doing the opposite right now. What do you have?
If you want $50 worth of stuff, I will bring $50. And if I don't top 50, I will go to Rocklands and I will get a gift card.
That works.
That brings you above $50.
See, that's good.
Just tell them what to
and
do and they'll do
today,
it.
If I call today, I can get a whole suckling pig and be able to bring that over, but I need to know when I'm coming.
Okay, we don't need a whole pig. Let's not go crazy here, right? just enough to get all of us fed. We'll get you in here, all right?
So, Oscar, I'm calling because I have a throwback to a bonus show comment that something you were talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Go ahead, sir. Such a list of comments.
Hurry it up. You're monopolizing this segment.
Well, this is why I called. You had a club that you went to in Baltimore. You couldn't remember the name. Wrong side of the track.
Yes.
BYOB, yes. All the way down.
Yes.
I believe you might be talking about Night Shift.
Yes!
Oh, Night Shift!
The best time I've ever had at an adult club is at Night Shift after Preakness. Were we hammered?
Me too.
Yes.
Wow.
Did we have to bring our own beer? We had some left over from Preakness. I haven't been back since, sir. Probably in about 12 years, unfortunately, but I heard it's still open.
It's the same with me. I only went once, and I couldn't even tell you the story on the bonus show. So when you call me, I will tell you in person the story.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate
Have a great
it.
Day.
Ciao, ciao. All right. Oh, my God. Phew. David's so needy.
He is.
I'm glad we straightened him out, though. Mark in Charleston, West Virginia. You're on there.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, everybody. Mark Wolf here. Appreciate the app. It's the updates are fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm calling
Moore.
Through it right now, as a matter of fact. So thank you. Again
thank you.
For that.
Thank you, sir.
And just amazing the improvements you've done for the studio and the improvements you've done to the interns. So everything is really sounding wonderful. And I don't have much funny to say other than the fact that I know that Oscar is the brain trust of TMOS. So I need to ask him some advice. I'm studying
Group
for
effort.
a very important test here, and I understand that you've completed some school yourself recently very successfully. I'm trying to figure out some tips on how to retain information that I am reading when it's insanely boring. So, Oscar, do you have any advice for someone like me?
The one thing that worked for me when I was in business school is, and some of this was very dry, the information.
Sure.
I would make Post-its and put them on my mirrors in our house. And every time, because I'm so vain, I like looking at myself. I'm also looking at the
the
information.
It makes sense.
Right?
And also, that is a double-pronged effort because it's forcing you to write it. And
yes.
When you write, I know taking notes out of a book is like hell on earth. But to force yourself to rewrite it, it puts it in a different segment of your brain. I would force yourself to write down at least a synopsis of what you read.
Yeah, I looked like a madman for a good 19 months, but it really helped.
And furthermore, let me ask a follow-up if possible. You mentioned the improvements to the interns. Can you cite examples?
I love how you guys whip them into shape. Dan's pep talk was, I think, immensely entertaining. But I think, quite frankly, as we saw on the other day's show, it's going to bear fruit.
Yeah.
And
Dan fruit.
Adrian has been taken under wing, and who I just talked to, and he did a great job screening. He even tried to cut up a little bit with me, which I thought was nice. What you all do with your interns is that you give them grief on the air, but I think behind the scenes you probably prop them up tremendously, which is not good for the show. But I love the stuff that you do for the show, which is destroy them. So you're kind of destroying them and then building them up and destroying them and building them up.
Yes.
So they may have some PTSD, but by God, they are going to be fantastic broadcasters thanks to you all.
You get it, Mark. You
That's
absolutely
awesome,
get it.
Awesome, Mark. Thank you
Thank
for
you
calling.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I can't believe Mike's not there, by the way. That's a shocker.
Speaking of, let's go to Mike O'Mara.
Hey!
Joining us from on the road, on location, Mr. Mike O'Mara. Welcome to the show.
No, this is not Mike O'Mara.
Oh,
this
hi, Dirk.
This is Dirk Bassett.
Hi, Dirk. Sorry.
Is there a chance I could massage Carla's thigh?
Oh, Dirk.
Dirk, you naughty boy. That's for private chat.
No, shocker, I'm waiting for a doctor, and I turned on TMOS live, and now I'm waiting. And no, I was actually sharing the app in a doctor's office with where I've been for 45 minutes worth of paperwork, and then I'm going to another place. Everything's fine. I don't want to give the details. All right, I'll give the details.
All right.
I'm having I'm having my Schwanzstucker enlarged.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Elective surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. But I wanted to call and tell you that I'm calling you on the app.
Oh, how was the experience?
It was once I figured out where the call now was on the little thing.
The menu.
Yes.
It was wonderful. You guys just sound, I wanted to say you sound fantastic.
Oh, thank you. We're
you
so
sound
happy.
Fantastic.
We miss you.
Yes.
I miss you guys. I didn't know, and I don't know at this stage how long I'm going to be here, which is why I had to do this. But
do you think you'll make tomorrow's show?
Yes. If I'm still in this room, I'm sure going to be upset. But,
and actually, Mike, I know the real reason you're calling. You don't even have to ask the question, and the answer is 8:58.
What's the? Oh, he got there at 8:58.
He did indeed.
Because yeah. You know it would have applied, even though I'm not there.
Yeah, because we had a regular start time.
I said I didn't want to give the satisfaction.
And it doesn't apply to me because this is a pre-discussed absence.
And also, though, but you're in that waiting room long.
Sorry. I have to run, guys. I have to run the doctor right here.
All right.
And,
sorry to keep you.
Yeah, you called us.
Best of luck. I love you all.
All right.
Goodbye.
He was caller six. He was going to win the airfare.
Story of our lives with Mr. Mike O'Mara. He rushes us. And then he complains about it.
Now, but the thing is
he called us.
That doctor
did shoot us off.
That doctor, that doctor kept him waiting so long. I think the doctor's going to have to shave his head.
Probably.
I'm late. I'm a doctor.
For clarification, that was not a bit. The man called the show he was supposed to be on.
Yes.
And then he shoot us off like we were in his way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, you know,
a weird
people
show.
Have been banned for that.
Yeah, yeah they have, I mean, as
really.
A matter of fact.
Like,
but let's not ban Mike.
And you called us in a doctor's office. Hello?
Yes, I know. What a peculiar web we weave.
Francesco in New Jersey.
Ah, New Jersey. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
I was wondering if you guys gotten to see Cobra Kai on YouTube Red.
Oh, man.
We're actually going to talk about it today.
I got in this big fight with my girl yesterday. Well, not fight, because
You stand on
karate
did you
do fight?
The, yeah, like, yeah,
there is no fighting. There is disappointment on her end.
But no mercy.
No mercy, man. You got to strike first.
And I do or die.
Yeah, and
be
I
best.
Said, look, you got to pay the $9.99. I don't have my card with me. Let's upgrade your account so we can get YouTube Red to watch the rest of these episodes. Right.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I said, you know what? Never mind. I'll pay for this as well.
Sure.
I'll go downstairs. We're in the marital bed.
Yeah.
I said, but I'm going down and I'm watching it downstairs. And she's like, why would you do that? I was like, because I'm doing all that. I am paying for this.
Yeah.
I'm also moving around for this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this.
Everything.
You know what? Watching TV alone is awesome. I don't know why
great.
You want
it's
people
the
around.
Best. It's the best.
My life.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
Francesco.
It's not like you chose it.
Well, Pony, yeah, you don't have an option.
Yeah.
Francesco, I'm sorry. I totally railroaded you. Do you like it?
It was wonderful. I mean, they had a good mix of nostalgia. Not enough. I mean, you know, not too much. And they really moved the story along. I thought it was wonderful, and I thought that's something that probably you and Rob would enjoy because it's a half hour, and, you know, an hour would have been overkill for each episode.
Blows by.
Yeah, Zoom.
And it was excellent. I mean, they did a great job. I couldn't wait. I can't wait for the second season. I hope they do another season.
How many episodes?
Amazing.
How many episodes, Francesco?
10, 9, 10.
10.
10.
10 episodes.
That's a pretty big season.
Yeah,
for
I've gotten through 4 right now. 4.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch
that. Well, they're only 30 minutes, so it's like a 5-hour, it's a 5-hour review. So it's like almost,
we don't all have 5 hours, Francesco.
No.
I went to bed at 1 a.m.
I know.
And that included going downstairs to get the card and back up, so it's like 5 minutes and like 5 hours and 4 minutes.
Oh, and pro tip, do not buy the YouTube Red through your iPhone. It's $2 more. If you buy it through your computer or if you buy it through your just regular laptop, you don't have to pay the iTunes rates.
I actually bought YouTube Red and I went to a brick and mortar. I went to the YouTube store and bought it.
Thank you, Francesco. Have a good one.
Saved money, but had to pay sales tax.
Rob, yes. You and your son would
you
bond
this.
Over this.
Now, I've got a question. And by the way, because I was a big Karate Kid fan, did you remember this song from Karate Kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Oh, this is Oingo Boingo.
Bananarama.
Damn it.
And it's Cruel Summer. But a great record.
Yeah.
And so I was a big fan back in the day. Is there anything else on YouTube Red worthy of watching? Because this sounds like it's worth spending $9. Just to see it, but
okay, it's gonna. This is for any broadcaster out there. You're gonna buy it for Cobra Kai, but now when you go to YouTube and you play a song, you're not gonna have an ad beforehand. It cuts all the ads out.
Oh, no kidding!
Yes,
for less than $10 a month.
Yes,
that's not bad. That is not bad at all.
So when you're when Mike is stumbling around trying to find something, he's like, God damn it, commercials! If you just pay those dollars.
Stumbling, bumbling,
like I'm
fumbling.
I'm telling you, and I tell Drab T-shirt all the time, just pay the $9.99.
Pay you $9. Yes. Pay you $9. All right. Well, thank you for your calls. We can take a few more if you want to call us up. 1-888-920-MORE. That's 1-888-920-6673. And may we start the show?
Remember that time Mike called us and then he shoot us off the phone?
Kind
like
of
we were a telemarketer.
Remember the time that Mike said, talk, don't talk?
Yeah.
And he said, okay, yeah, what?
Remember when Smolar tried to come in here with a $2 gift and say, I've made my mm-hmm. this is how he's going
to. It's pay to play here.
Yeah. Pay to play. Hey.
You know what? Never mind, you win.
Ask cash or grass. Everybody pays.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
For our Jungle River cruise or for a close-up look at our majestic...
None of these attractions are ready yet, of course, but the park will open with the basic tour you're about to take. And then other rides will come online 6 or 12 months after that. Absolutely spectacular design, spared no expense.
And we can charge anything we want, $2,000 a day, $10,000 a day, and people will pay it. And then there's the merchandise, and I can personally...
Donald, this park was not built to cater only for the super rich. Everyone in the world has the right to enjoy these animals.
Sure, they will. I mean, what, we'll have a coupon day or something?
Yes. Gee, the lack of humility before nature that's being displayed here staggers me.
Well, thank you, Dr. Malcolm, but I think things are a little bit different than you and I had feared.
Yeah, I know. They're a lot worse. Don't you see the danger, John, inherent? In what you're doing here, genetic power is the most awesome force the planet's ever seen, but you wield it like a kid that's found his dad's gun. If I may, I'll tell you the problem with the scientific power that you're using here. It didn't require any discipline to attain it. You know, you read what others had done, and you took the next step. You didn't earn the knowledge for yourselves, so you don't take any responsibility for it. You stood on the shoulders of geniuses to accomplish something as fast as you could, and before you even knew what you had, you patented it and packaged it and slapped it on a plastic lunchbox, and now you're selling it. You want to sell it. Well,
I don't think you're giving us our due credit. Our scientists have done things which nobody's ever done before.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should.
I don't believe it. You're meant to come down here and defend me against these characters, and the only one I've got on my side is the blood-sucking lawyer.
Thank you.
Really spectacular. Spared no expense. Spared no expense. Spared no expense.
Boom, boom, akalakalaka, boom, 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 akalaka, boom, boom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Spared no expense.
Spared no expense.
That's, of course, from Jurassic Park, live from the beautiful and state-of-the-art Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the fantastic new TMOS Play-A-Pod app. You heard during the phone calls how much people love it. Go on, get it, update it now, and get our show all day, every day. You can write us anytime at Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, or call us today especially at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you through the courtesy of the way to make Mother's Day great, Sherry's Berries. I've sent them. I've received them. Everybody loves Sherry's Berries. And what you got to know is that Mother's Day is this Sunday, Oscar.
Yeah, get on it.
4 days away. It's only 4 days till Mother's Day.
4 days.
So you got to remember that a gift from Sherry's Berries shows your mama that you put thought into her gift, and mom will love it, I swear. And right now, our listeners can get fresh and delicious Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or, check this out, you can double the berries for just $10 more. That's what I like to call doppelberries.
Doppelberry.
And that means you missed the big shot. So time is running out. Get your berries while they are still available. Your berries will arrive in a Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required. It's so easy, and mom's going to love it. Fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in milk, dark, and white chocolatey goodness, then topped with chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Love the swizzles. You choose your guaranteed delivery date, and it's 100% guaranteed. But you got to keep in mind, there is only one way to get this amazing deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Doppelberries. This deal expires Friday at midnight, so hurry and order today. Mother's Day is this Sunday, 4 days away. Visit berries.com right now. That's berries.com. Then click the mic in the upper right corner, and this is the biggest part. Enter the code TMOS. That's berries.com, code TMOS. Hooray for Mother!
Hooray!
Very cool. Do you have plans for Mother's Day? Are you doing anything?
I'm going to be going to my parents' house.
Yeah, you and your mom will be there.
I'll be hungover. You know what? If you don't mind, Rob, I'd love to promote. We have the Big Onyx have an event on Saturday.
Oh, very nice.
It's
show's still on?
It's aptly titled Cucking Around. Don't be a dick. And it's an album release party.
C-U-C-K-I-N apostrophe?
Yes.
Yes, I like the apostrophe. That makes it folksy.
It's at Fairwinds Brewing Company this Saturday. That's May 12th.
Where is Fairwinds?
Fairwinds is in Lorton, Virginia.
Okay.
Right off 95. Super easy to get to.
Right.
But it's a brewery, right?
Sure.
And we have our Horde IPA. It's going to be on tap. But what you'll love is this. For those of you that love just good talk radio, we're going to have a record that we're going to be selling. So it's an album release party,
okay,
right?
Okay, and what is the vinyl?
The vinyl is the story of our producer from Big O and Dukes, otherwise known as a cuck, and how his wife runs his life, and we have a listener.
Actually took an episode or a piece of an episode.
No. They recorded a whole episode.
Especially
for them on how they make their wives happy.
Wow.
Yes. Mm. So this is perfect for Mother's Day, right?
That is perfect for Mother's Day. But the irony here is every time I buy any album, Carrie gets pissed. So
she'll love this.
She would like this.
You actually could be on Cucking Around 2 if there was going to be one.
Well, you know, I'm busy. I got things.
Your wife tells you what to do at all times.
She
and that's
does.
The theme of the actual album.
Hey, happy wife, happy life.
I think it might say that on the album cover, if I'm not mistaken.
It's so clever.
On the jacket. It's the perfect day to come out. If you are a fan of Good Talk Radio or you hate me, and I'll tell you why. If you hate
me. And you can do both.
Chad and the guys have commissioned a 5-foot by 5-foot oil painting.
Oh my God.
Of my big fat face. And it will be unveiled at the event. Now, I have not seen, I've seen I saw the artist sitting on a bench and the canvas and how large it was.
Yeah, well, think of the 5 feet. That's as tall as, that's bigger than Adrian.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like a garage door, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, seeing the artist sitting in front of the canvas that was just going to be my face.
Yes.
My big fat face.
Is it just going to be a 5x5 of just your face?
It's the picture that was taken at the Caps playoff game. When I have a fat, puffy face.
That's a great picture.
They zoomed in on the face.
So it's just a 5-foot
face.
It's
all face.
Wow.
And I have to do the unveiling because my friends hate me. And it's my fault. I ate that much. I did it to myself. I let myself go.
Right.
Now she'll be shamed for it. But if you like to see your boy embarrassed, which I'm sure you do, it's Fairwinds, 3 p.m. this Saturday, May 12th. We're doing a record release party and the unveiling of the commissioned art.
A great selfie opportunity. Come take a photograph of yourself with the Oscar portrait.
It's going to be tough because there's going to be a lot of hiding photos on my page because everyone's just going to tag it.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Now, will this live at the Bode Studios?
We don't even know if we can get in the building. It's so big.
Wow. Because I know the Louvre would be interested.
Like, here, if they can't get it in that building,
we might not be able to get in this building.
Oh, I think we could probably.
Get a crane or something.
You know how we got this in here, this console,
piece by piece.
We had to break it in half.
Mm. Well, we don't want to do that to your beautiful painting.
Yeah, we can't.
But
we can roll it up.
I mean, we can put it on the side of the building.
Hey, you know what?
Something.
I think that'd be street art.
Street art.
Yeah, we could put it up, or we could just get a replica of it and put it up because you know Cosby's not on the wall by Ben's Chili Bowl anymore. So they have like Barack and Michelle and then your face.
Yes. If you look.
Your beautiful
I am for a 5-foot by 5-foot painting of me.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
You're a great guy in that respect.
If I'm good looking and I didn't peak 3 years ago, I'm good with that, right?
Well, now wait, to be fair, before the show you said you peaked 2 years ago. Which
doesn't matter.
It?
Who cares? It's over.
We just know it's in the rearview mirror.
It's all downhill.
Done,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like to think I've not peaked yet.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I know you peaked when you lost all that
that weight.
Which time?
Weight
yeah, the yeah, Jason that, Statham
yeah,
they, time.
Yeah, that was the best you've ever looked and the best you'll ever have.
Thank you.
Start digging
the hole, Kerry.
So, I mean, if we're just being honest here,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. Well, why,
Pony's still got some time.
Do you think Pony's peak is ahead of him?
He's still got maybe 2 or 3 years from now. He's
nice.
We'll see how that goes. There.
Yeah, 2020, the year of the horse.
So, I sat there. I said, man, like, something great's happening. Somebody's painting of me.
No one gets that.
In oil. Mm-hmm. In oil, right?
That's an amazing. Yeah. My dad had commissioned, and it's not cheap. I know this because my dad commissioned an oil of the grandkids.
Yes.
My two kids and the two other grandkids at the beach. He paid a fortune. It's beautiful. It is gorgeous. It is something that will live forever.
Yes.
But it is a costly joke at your expense.
Well,
they must really like you.
No, they're not my friends.
Oh, I think they are in a way.
No. It wasn't bad enough that we were shaming old Matt Cahill drab t-shirt. We had to find another way to up the ante with a 5x5 painting.
Sure, 60 inches by 60 mm-hmm. inches.
I mean, of just my face.
Yeah,
puffy, fat face.
How does that artist feel? He's like, oh, great. They're just doing shtick with this like talent that
this
I've worked
my
on my
life.
Entire
yeah.
life.
Dukes is paying him.
Well, yeah, I mean, the money's good.
I suppose, right? You're not doing it on trade, are you?
No. What trade do we have?
I was going to say, this portion of Bigelow and Dukes brought to you by Johnny Painter.
We podcast twice a week. I'm sure that's going to go far. No, look, again, if you like me, you'll come out and support the show.
Right.
Talk radio. If you hate me, come out and celebrate the demise of my self-esteem as I rip that sheet off the cartoon-sized picture of my fat face.
And the only suggestion I would have if you're heading out to the appearance, which I think would be a great way to spend a Saturday, if you bring your iPhone, make sure you know how to use landscape mode.
Thank you.
For the photo. Do we have one more call?
Yes, we do. Let's go to, oh, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Thought we lost him. Oh. We got him back. Mo from Woodbridge.
Mo, what's up?
Hey, Oscar, congratulations on that award.
Thank you.
Prestige.
Thank you. It looks like I ate that award. You'll see that this Saturday.
Yeah, appreciate he unwrapped
that.
It and it was pure chocolate.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Mo, anything else you'd like to tell us?
Yeah, just a Google alphabet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Alphabet.
This has been Mo's Stock Tip of the Day.
It seems like a decent idea, but I'm not much of a gambler.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Mo's portfolio,
yes.
because of the way the market has gone,
yes.
at the end of the year, he will outpace some of the financial advisors that are out there.
That's right.
Now, he's going for winners. It won't work every year.
No. Uh-uh.
But mm-hmm. damn it. He was strong with Apple.
Yeah.
He's strong against all odds.
Yeah. I like the way he says it. I would like to actually call a broker and say, hello. Sell it all.
Yeah.
It's just very, almost mm-hmm. like he's delivering a ransom note.
It's like the opposite of Mad Money. It's like Mo Money. He's
hey,
very
Mo Money
chill.
And Mo Problems,
if you,
though.
If you listen to, if you watch Silicon Valley, he is our Ching Yang. Ching
yes,
Yang.
Exactly.
Right?
Very calm.
Yes.
Very, nice.
Very calm. He's going to go over to wherever,
yes.
China, and make a new internet.
A better internet.
A better right. internet.
Stick around, folks. We come back.
New Pied Piper.
I had a horrible run-in with my cable company, and I will discuss it upon our return. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, I'm Old Man Eyebrows, and whenever I browse the interwebs, I can't help but stumble upon the Mike O'Mara Show and the boys kvetching nonstop about nobody buying the bonus show. Well, have I got a bargain for you? Announcing the unprecedented and never-before-seen Mike O'Mara Bonus Show Early Bite Special. If you get up early and subscribe to the bonus show, you'll be guaranteed to pay the same low price as everybody else does. That's right, no crazy price gouging here. Take one extra hour a week, throw in your two ears, plus three funny guys, and a bunch of four-letter words, and that should lead you straight to MikeOmeraShow.com to find the bonus show link. Bring your dog around, I'll give him a bonus too. And Old Man Eyebrows, he just keeps hacking.
That promo has the longest ending of any promo ever. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Folks, with interest rates on the rise, now is the time to refinance your home so you can take cash out and pay off debt before rates go even higher. This makes sense, of course, but you probably don't know how to do it because you don't do it all the time. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're dead in the water. But you don't need to be an expert because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. And Oscar and I actually stopped by there this week. This was so cool because they used to actually share office space with us. Now they're on the first floor. We're on the fourth. And we stopped by just to say hey. And the enthusiasm and excitement they have for literally making your dreams come true is exciting. They love to make your deal happen, and they said the best part of their day is when they actually hand you your financial papers and say, yeah, you own this house. So I promise you, they will give you sound advice. So all you got to do is click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, their number 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. These guys are truly the best. Oscar Santana used them. His whole family did.
Oh, yeah.
And you really need to act now. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Really good guys. So
we need to put a little more makeup on you, Rob.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did I break the internet?
The shine is back.
Oh, no.
Mm. Man, it's like the secret of the ooze.
Yeah. Well,
okay, so it's your right.
Mm-hmm.
Top temple.
Okay.
Got a lot of light.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Give me your finger. Pull the makeup on camera here. Show people what you're doing. This is one of the, makeup videos are one of the most popular videos on the internet.
Top right? Of my right.
Yes, here. Right there. The whole thing. Top, like where you had hair. Okay. All the way at the top.
Where I had hair?
Yeah, near the middle. All right. We're going to mat you down.
All right, excellent.
We're going to mat you down. There you go.
See, what I did, I was focusing on my T-zone.
Ah, got it.
Is it me or does this smell cinnamony fresh?
I don't really smelt it before. Yeah, I just put it on.
Well, you spread it on the temple, and it happens. So Robert loves Fortnite. This is my son, Robert.
You smelled it like a little kid. You're like,
no. When
can I
spread
eat
it,
this? Well,
by the way, I was shocked to hear how expensive it was because it's great on graham crackers. No, I smelled it when I rubbed it on my forehead, and then
What it does. But I've never smelt it before.
Maybe almond? I don't know. Tune in tomorrow with more high-definition video of me smelling my fingers. That's what this show has become. All right. So
I just can't wait to see a meme of that.
It's always nice when we can pull something fun, a highlight from a show. All right. So, yeah, Robert, my son, he is 15. He is addicted to Fortnite. Mm-hmm. And I let him hook his Xbox One, I guess that's the platform he plays it on, to the big TV in the basement, which is also my office.
Yes.
The big 73-inch, whatever it is. I don't even know the brand. Mitsubishi it is.
Mitsubishi.
And,
oh, man.
But the problem is, if I'm doing work in the office, he can't really play the game because I'm listening to stuff and there's sound and he's talking. So we're having to sort of divide time up. And it's less than convenient for him because I always take precedence. So I said, you really could. You have a TV in your room. You could play it up there. He says, the internet is spotty on the third level of our house.
Oh, you don't want to be the lag kid.
Right. You don't want to be the lag kid.
That would be the worst.
So Pony helped us try to set something up. It didn't work with an extra router. We bought one of those internet extenders.
Got a hard line.
And nothing. So
hard line.
I called the folks at Comcast and I said, here's the deal. What can you do to help me out? And they said, clear your throat. And I said, next. And then it's the cinnamon smell. It has me expectorating. So they said, well, what model modem are you running? And I looked and they actually had it. And they said, this is a very old modem.
Ooh, old modem. You like old things, though.
Yeah, I do. But
classics.
But I mean, how long since you've seen a wooden modem?
It's been forever.
It's been a long time. But it's a beautiful piece of craftsmanship. Yes. Same one my grandfather brought back.
Elvis had the same thing.
Same one Big Daddy brought back after the war. It was a German modem. Solid.
They don't make them anymore.
They don't. You can't buy them. Can't find parts.
Well, they wouldn't let them have the internet for a while.
Huge tubes. Just the modem is the size of a cedar chest.
We get it.
All right. So they said the problem for your coverage is that the age of your modem, maybe you should try Xfinity Gateway.
Oh, Xfinity does rule.
Uh-huh.
It does rule.
And I said, okay, well, I'll give it a try. How much is it? And it's $11 a month. And
yes.
They said, or you can buy it. And they gave me a list of approved modems. And the approved modems were just out of price range. that I said, you know what, let me try it for a month. If it works, if it's the solution, then I'll go buy it and it'll pay for itself mm-hmm. over the course of a year.
Yes.
But I'm not going to go out and buy a modem on the notion that it could do.
So this not is like on the notion.
This is like an $11 gamble.
What's
right?
your up-down speed?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. You're such what? A rube. How do you not know that? That's the first thing you look at.
I think it's, is it 25 and 100? Does that sound right?
Oh, God.
No.
No? Is it? No. Oh, then 125.
Well, then yeah. 125. Okay.
So that makes sense. Yeah, okay. But you have a new, relative new construction. You
yeah, the house
have
is 12,
faster,
12 years old.
Faster speed. You probably should
well,
have
Well, I could upgrade my speed. And they yes. said that to me. And I said, well, the speed is not the issue. What I want is improved Wi-Fi. And they said, but better speed. And I said, I'm fine with my speed. What about Wi-Fi? So eventually she turns to the page in the manual when she says,
poor Rob.
The gateway is going to, and keep in mind, I'm doing this for my son. This has nothing to do with me.
I don't even know why you're doing, look, again, what about the tough love? What about, hey, get your grades up? What about, hey, no more Fortnite? I thought you were going to gonna ground the kid. Now you're getting him faster internet so he plays Fortnite
and
faster?
And it's not speed, it's Wi-Fi. You're like the lady on the phone. That's all I want is the coverage. But this is also, keep in mind, his grades are back in order. And I will say this.
Turnaround.
This is for me because it gets him out of the basement and allows me to do my work at a better time.
You are the parent.
I know.
You can say, hey, kid. Basement's off limits.
I do
Papa's
say it.
Papa's working.
But I don't want the sullen child. The sullen child sucks. I don't want a sullen child.
Tell him to try taking the Metro to Orthodontist when he was 11.
Okay, now we get to this.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Ahead, okay. It's not about me, it's about you.
No, it's about Robert. So I get this, and I say, okay, and they send it, and the new one will be here. The gateway arrives tonight by nightfall.
Jeez.
And that's going to be very exciting.
Yes.
But then I'm looking, and I said, I have one more question about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to call in. To call in, when you call in, you have to create an account within your account that allows you to say, Xfinity, call me. There's no phone number on the website.
Yes.
If you want to speak to someone, you have to log in and have them call you, mm-hmm. which is instantaneous at this time of day, which was okay.
Yeah. But Amazon has something similar.
Yeah, but the problem was they don't say when you're creating your account that this is going to change every Comcast password you have to that password.
Oh, yeah.
So I finish and put all this stuff to bed, and then I go to check my email. And
you can't get in?
I get the squiggly. There's a squiggly. There's nothing.
We've warned you about that Comcast email.
And then
for years, we're like, hey, man. It's like as bad as having a Hotmail or AOL account.
You're tied to something that's going to change if you change your service. You've got to have something like Gmail.
I do have Gmail.
But you're a Comcast guy. We've been through this on the show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, change.
And then I look on my phone. My phone
Comcast
has the squiggly.
Comcast.net, of all things.
Ew. So the phone has the squiggly on it, too. It's down. And I'm out of my mind. I reset everything. Because I don't know that this has happened because there was no warning. Mm-hmm. And I'm down there. And I'm doing this for an hour trying to figure out why. And you know what? It's end of business day, 4 to 5 o'clock. This is when all the sales stuff happens. This is when I get stuff from the agencies. Need mm-hmm. to have my email. So I call them back and I figure it out that this is the problem. And I call them back and they walk me through a reset to make sure everything mm-hmm. is right. Okay. And then she says, well, you should have known that this was going to change all your passwords because when you did it.
How dare you? You got to beep that.
Yeah,
now.
Please do bleep that. When you did it, you got an email that says it's going to change all your passwords.
But it went to your email.
And I said, all right, how about this? And this is the only time I raised my voice. I didn't get the email because you changed my password and I couldn't get the email.
You do this to yourself.
You how
should
do I do
be
it to
yelling
myself?
At yourself.
Run away, I am.
Because no, you should be doing that. You should be upset with yourself because you chose a provider that is not an email provider.
It is.
No, it's not like Earl's.
They provide Earl's.
It's not that, man. Like,
but they're providing?
You chose a platform that is not, they are built to bring you cable.
Right.
Not email.
Oh, and they love doing that when I call it. They say, you know, we can bundle some cable TV in there.
Their email, even their exchange, I've seen it before, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. It's so not user-friendly. They're not putting their resources into it. They haven't updated it in mm-hmm. forever.
Right.
I'm shocked that you still deal with it.
It's not so much the provider that I love. It's the address. I've had the address since I got email.
Yes.
So I will occasionally get emails from people 20 years ago.
That doesn't mean you can't forward those that email address mm-hmm. to your new email address. And know this, in the professional world, people judge you by your email. If I see Hotmail or I see AOL, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this guy's like a dinosaur. Why is he even using this?
Yeah, well, I still have my MikeOMaraShow.com address too.
Yes.
So, you know what, judge away. And look...
You showed us.
Yeah, and I was going to say this. You know what? They're going to say, what do you think about this guy? He says, well, his email sucks, but his head, not shiny.
Don't give your son faster internet.
It's not faster. It's bigger coverage.
Don't play. You're sending mixed signals when you do all of this for them, and they're still not 100%. Just a month ago, we talked about him misstepping.
That's true. That's true. But he's stepping right now. So, anyway.
By the way, not going to fix your problem. Just it's FYI, yeah. not going to fix your problem.
All right, well, they said that I'd get my $11 back. I covered
That's
all my bases.
Another phone call, another 3 hours of your life to get this. How much is your time worth?
You know what? It's worth more than that.
That's what I'm saying.
However, I had to do a cost case analysis after the fact to prove it. That's the problem.
This is how you fix it.
Yes.
Your modem's in the basement?
Yes.
Get a 100-foot Ethernet cable.
Okay.
And then wire that. If you really want to give him what he needs, you have him wire it up right against the stairs.
Yes.
All the way up to his room.
But what about the Infinity Gateway?
No, that's not going to
No, the lady said it's going to fix it. You know what she said? I said, can you guarantee that the Infinity Gateway will fix it? She says, this I guarantee.
I've gamed online. You know I'll spend any amount of dollars
sure.
to not be the guy with the horrible lag.
Yeah.
I tried the same solution.
And?
I have a 50-foot cable running to my room upstairs so I can game.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is never going to cut it.
No.
And you know what? The sun is shining on Rob Spiewak. This is all great news. We have a couple calls. Hang on the line. We're going to come back to you. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeOMaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live!
So great. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar, did you know that this Sunday is Mother's Day? Woo! Well, it is, you idiot. Why not celebrate? I'm just reading what the guy wrote.
Sorry about that.
That's right. I don't know who writes these. Why not celebrate with the mother of all premium podcasts? That's right. The TMOS Bonus Show. 60 extra minutes of uncensored, commercial-free FUN. That spells fun. Yes, it's the most fun we have every week, so buy it for your mother's sake. Then, buy one for mom, too. You know, John Schaff, he's a bad mother, but I bet your mother is the best. The TMOS Bonus Show will make her weep with joy as she adds your name back into her will as a sign of deep appreciation. Yes, now is the time to remember that mom won't be around forever. But the bonus show will live on and on in perpetuity. Invest in something that lasts, not your mother. The TMOS Bonus Show. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. I like the subliminal. It's nice. Yeah. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let's make the TMOS Bonus Show grow like one of James Coco's swollen feet. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. Bonus Show is right there on the
bonus show.
Website. All right. Who do we have on the line?
Let's go to the lines.
Fine.
Mark from Pacific Ocean. And I said Pacific, not specific.
Yes, be specific on the Pacific. Hi, Mark.
Hi, it's Mark from the Golden Bear.
Oh, hey.
What's up, Mark? How are you?
I'm great. I can't believe we're paying $8,000 a month to listen to Oscar put makeup on Rob.
I know, it's rough, man.
Worst
rough.
Category ever.
And I didn't know he needed so much.
It was.
Well, I mean, it's just surface area.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, okay, if anyone asks, we are testing the emergency medical communication system. But it seems to be working good. So, all right, not that out of the way.
There is a slight delay.
Oscar, we got your thank you letter. That was very nice. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, thank you. My classy wife, she put that together. I said, let's make sure we cover all our bases. Let's go back to the drawing board and make sure we say thank you to everyone. Have we? She said, oh, I think I have a few left. I said, well, you got a year, but let's make it 6 months.
And you know what's great is that'll come in handy, because if you leave people with a good feeling about getting you a wedding gift, that they'll do it again at your next wedding.
Well, I'm not looking for that, Rob. I just want to thank them for, you know, thinking of us.
Hey, just think ahead, man.
Mark, disregard what he said.
I thought it was going to be on your first anniversary, so that's pretty good, really.
Oh, I appreciate it. Mark, how's your Wi-Fi out there? Can you guys do some online gaming? Is anyone playing Fortnite out there?
No, we also have a modem made by Ruger, I guess.
Oh, it's very nice. And keep in mind, Oscar, he's on a military installation. Yes. If they're going to do a first-person shooter, they're just going to actually shoot, okay? They don't need a video game.
Yeah, that's actually, I can't tell you. I was about to leak a secret, so
yeah,
I can't tell you.
That's accurate. That's
I'd like to thank you guys for getting me obsessed with the movie Caddyshack.
Yes.
I found it in the ship's library, and there is one worse, though.
What's
Caddyshack
that?
Caddyshack 2.
Oh, yeah, horrible. It should not have been made. Jackie Mason and Dan Aykroyd.
Tartunian construction? But you didn't like Caddyshack 2. It wasn't great.
It's really bad.
But
Jackie Mason.
It was fine.
It's fine.
Fine.
Fine. Yeah, like fine. My Wi-Fi coverage is fine. It is the third floor Wi-Fi coverage of comedy movies. Now, when you went down to the library and you picked up Caddyshack on your, because you know you're on a ship right now, is Caddyshack under new releases? Because I'm guessing the library is a little
Caddyshack
outdated.
2 was. Caddyshack was under classic movies.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Mark,
all right.
Mark, I have a Rube question, and please forgive me. You know how we have issues here on the mainland where people drop their phones and they shatter all the time? Do people drop when people drop their phones on the Golden Bear, it's either in water or when they're shattered, it's over. You don't have a little like Mr. Fix-It there on the ship, do you?
No, they have a genius bar on the USS Golden Bear.
It's actually TS Golden Bear, but yes, as a matter of fact, we do have a genius bar on board for someone to fix it. So if it goes overboard, too bad. But cell phones are very, very restricted, and if you are using your cell phone when you're not supposed to, the captain will just take it away from you.
Man!
Wow!
And is the captain's quarters like I envision in Top Gun, where you're brought in if you do something great, and there's some scotch locked up, and you have like a scotch they're lit by the moon over the ocean, and it's just like romantic,
and then you make love?
No, you don't make love.
Okay. It's been a while since I saw the movie.
Just talk about a good mission. I don't know how that works.
You can.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Yes!
There you go. Very nice. All right. Well, our best to your commanding officer, Mr. Roberts, and thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
All right. Hey, you guys are always looking for suggestions for shows. I got turned on to The Americans. Have you guys watched that?
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
We live it here. There's there's a spy installation right up the street that Rob and I tried decode one time, and the Russian embassy is literally less than a block away. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of them have gone home, as you know. It's been in the news.
Yes, it's in all the papers.
But the complex is right a stone's throw from the studio. They might be listening right now.
We've been here in this location for over 3 years now, and there is still an abandoned building by the Chipotle with 2-inch thick glass in it. That doesn't seem suspicious.
Well, gentlemen, fair winds and following seas. We're going to cross the dateline, so it's going to be called Wide Open Thursday on the Golden Bear.
Oh, very cool.
That's so cool.
Wow.
You're a real man. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Bye, Mark.
All right, bye-bye.
When you cross the dateline, say hi to Lester Holt for me.
A
man's man.
He is.
I wish we did something cool like that.
We do.
The man was calling from the ocean.
The ocean.
Down
to ocean.
I'm going down to the library to get Caddyshack, and I'm going to watch it on the ocean. That's so funny. You like Rodney Dangerfield?
We've got the best listeners. Hey, how about a genius bar on the ship?
I think maybe it's not an actual genius bar. It might just be like a text.
Like a Mr. Fix-It.
But that's awesome. They got to have everything out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
In Fresno.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, you have a girl's name.
Hey, what do you mean?
Just making conversation.
Oh, it's 1980 shtick. Go ahead, Kelly.
1980s.
Are you fellas, well, I'm calling specifically, of course I care about the welfare of everybody on the show, but I'm calling to check in on Oscar in your sleep. How you doing?
Oh, I'm not sleeping very well. Though, I'll say
this.
Go ahead.
This is
the worst caller ever. I talk, and then you talk, and then I talk, and then you talk. You want me to answer your question? Because when you talked, I started talking, and then you started talking. What would you like, sir?
I'd like to hear your answer, please, sir.
Okay, thank you. Now it
appears to me that your lack of sleep has made you irritable.
Okay, look, Kelly, I average 5 hours of sleep. That's what I get. That's all I get. My girl sleeps for 12. She wakes up tired. I stare at her, and I wish that I didn't have all this responsibility on my shoulders. I don't say a thing. I just remind myself, don't be late for work. You got to shave your head.
That's right.
And I move on with my life.
That's right.
You got to mix that ratio around a bit. She's taking some of your hours.
Kelly, you have the worst connection ever.
You know what he needs? Infinity Gateway.
Yeah, man, you got to go. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Yeah.
God, you know if you shaved your head, how much more makeup you're going to need?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
How about bronzer?
Bronzer.
One more call.
One more. Yeah.
Robert from Austin, Texas.
Hi, Robert.
Howdy.
How are you, sir?
How are you guys doing?
Howdy.
We're nice and we're matted.
Yes. Muted.
Muted. Our faces are muted.
I wanted to suggest to Rob that maybe he try internet over power line, which is a way to plug in a converter directly off of his router, and then you plug in another converter in Robert's room, and then you have Ethernet through your power line.
IOP.
We've tried it. It was less than effective, but I appreciate your checking. Although when we did it, I was able to get channel 50 perfectly. It turned my entire house into an antenna.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Appreciate it, Robert. Thank you.
Just quick question about the IOP.
Yeah. You know me.
Yes. You done with IOP? Yeah, you know me.
You know me.
I'm getting channel 50.
Crystal clear, baby.
So, and this is a nerd question. The internet over power is only as good as your infrastructure, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
So you have to have a certain grade of power line?
Not just that. It needs to be connected, like, solidly to the upstairs unit. And it's not extremely reliable for, like, going over multiple floors.
I imagine if you had it in mind when you built the house, you could make it excellent. But if you had it in mind when you built the house, you would just run
you'd
an
just
Ethernet
run
cable.
Yeah.
So it really, it sounds better in theory than it does in practice because we've tried it.
Gotcha.
But thank you for your help and thank you for your calls.
Right?
I would say this was
solid call.
A successful wide open Wednesday.
Even after that sleep call.
That's right.
Trying to ruin everything.
I think he was asleep.
No, he was fine. I think he had a bad connection. That's why he was talking over me. I'm sorry, sir, for yelling at you.
Yeah.
Clearly, I got five last night. I went to bed at 1, if that, maybe 2. I sit there and stare at my ceiling. I said, man, I wish I hadn't drinking that Red Bull at 12.
Well, then you bring it on yourself.
Yeah. Well, I needed to finish a proposal.
I see. Well, you're already married.
Is it a Prado Real Estate? Pull the trigger. Spent a lot of time on that proposal.
Engage.
Please.
Engage. All right.
Deal of a lifetime. Advertise on TMOS. Yes.
When you finished that proposal, did you put together an Oscarazzi?
Oh, God. Yes.
Oh, well, no, if you didn't, it's cool.
I have something we can talk
about. Oh, good. Yeah. When we return, a modified Oscarazzi. It's okay, we're running a little late anyway.
Thank you.
No sweat. It's all good, and we are back after this.
Hi, this is Cam Citizen, and I want to have a little heart-to-heart with you. You go through your week and join the Michael Mara Show. Laughing and feeling good because of the three gentlemen behind those microphones. Well, those guys work hard for their money. If you're thinking about just listening to the free daily show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You're taking the food out of little Michael's mouth! You monster! How can you live with yourself? Robert and Julia have no decent clothes for school! All the kids will laugh at them! Oscar can't keep his technology and trendy clothes up to date because of you! Shannon's going to leave him! You leech! Stop sucking! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
You know, after today's show, I just hate the phrase gateway. Infinity gateway. Because it's going to screw me. I had such optimism going into this.
The long cable will fix anything.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I can use it, wrap it around my neck. Jump out a window. Hey, it's the gateway to suicide. Infinity Gateway. Speaking of which, Amazon is still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that
stream
we've
got,
if you want to, it was a lousy Green. Segue. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit
before
for your Amazon,
you kill yourself, make a big purchase through our banner.
Amazon sells coffins. If you want to make sure we
so
get credit.
Sad.
For your Amazon purchase, you got to do it right. So please listen carefully. You click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that guarantees that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. Today's purchase of the day was inspired by yesterday's program. We found out that Carla O'Mara is a little clumsy with her cell phone, and we actually talked about it with the gentleman on the boat,
yes.
Is that you drop your phone, the screen breaks, and it's a hassle, and it's expensive.
Yes.
So what you need is a great phone case. The top-of-the-line phone case for that is called the OtterBox. They're not cheap. However, on Amazon this week, they are marked down from $49.95 to $27.
Mm-hmm.
Fits all manner of iPhone, and you can even get them waterproof. So if you get an OtterBox, your phone will be protected. So you click that that link and you will get that for your phone. You know what? If it saves you one drop, it pays for itself.
Absolutely.
And that's the God's honest truth.
My girl
truth.
Has the same one. She was the cracked screen lady. That always be like, sorry about my cracked screen.
Yeah, all her fingers are bloody.
I said, your skinny jeans do not take precedent over a safe phone.
I love when one of Robert's moron friends comes over and their phone is in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Because if they actually use the screen, they'd cut themselves. But that's very, very good, Ben. All right, Amazon really does have everything. You can find that OtterBox phone case and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. So please, ladies and gentlemen, get to clicking.
In lieu of the entertainment news.
Yes. Something special.
Something special.
You could have prepared entertainment, but you've instead prepared something special.
There was no reminder.
Special.
Moved on. The Be Best campaign. We've talked about it on the show enough times.
Yes.
We discussed it in brief. I said, this is not about the first lady. We all feel bad that she's been cheated on a zillion times.
Right.
We all feel bad that she is in a loveless marriage. We all are rooting for her.
Yes.
We've established, yes, we agreed that she dresses like Carmen Sandiego.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Gumshoe.
And she's solving some mysteries and some crimes.
Right.
We just don't know which ones.
Right.
As of yesterday, and this is not political.
Where in the world is the grammar book?
There are allegations that part of her pamphlet for Be Best was plagiarized, right?
And this is not the first time she's had the plagiarism accusation thrown her way.
And is it hard to rewrite or recycle how your best social practices are for social media?
No.
It's not necessarily hard to rewrite, right?
No.
But I will say this.
The tenets will stay the same. Just use new verbiage.
Yes. I still can't get over Be Best.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's the worst.
I tried to because my wife said that I was being too hard on, because every woman, like, for some reason at least in my life, wants to, give this hopefully wonderful lady, our first lady, a second shot.
Well, you know, women are very, very, they're clannish.
Yes. And I'm fine with that.
They stick together.
I said, come on. Even the Be Best signs look like they were just dropped off from Kinko's.
Yeah, someone,
like, there was no logo put together. There's no art to it.
Someone said that the Be Best logo looks like someone wrote BF, BFST, and then turned the F into an E.
Yeah.
So the original campaign was called, like, Beef the Fest.
They're like
Beef Fest, right?
Yeah, a Beef Fest. Like Beefsteak Charlie's. All the sangria you can drink.
Like, they took white out for banners and put something else on there, right?
Yeah, afterthought.
Afterthought. So am I being a monster continuing to harp on this?
All right, you are being a monster, but that's just what you are. But it's not because of
that's
this.
Really, this mean to say.
This is a valid, valid point. Everything about this campaign was bad before it began.
No, I mean the premise makes sense. It's hard. It's also hard for you must be. Tone deaf. If you're gonna come
deaf.
Off deaf, not deaf.
Tone deaf.
Tone deaf is after I stir the gateway.
I must be a foreigner if I can't say deaf and I say death. Look.
Death Jam Records.
It just feels like you can't start a platform of anti-bullying when your husband, all he does online is bully, right?
Yes,
true.
You can't call it Be Best when you're already being made fun of the command of the English language. He's got to be bit.
Have you seen the website?
No.
Not great. Not great at all.
You can't have a subpar website that you put together on Wix if you're the first lady of the United States.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, and it's I can understand trying to give her a pass.
I questioned myself.
No, I understand.
As a foreigner,
I understand.
I didn't have Grammarly in front of me.
Right.
That's what I used to get over all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, maybe Be Best is better, but I'm almost positive it should be Be Better.
Yes.
Or
right?
Be the best.
Or be the best.
I appreciate the notion of the superlative.
You know,
to be the best is great, but be the best at grammar.
Yes, please.
Or was it a dollar consideration where you're like, we don't want to spend the two extra for the letter.
Charging by the letter.
Yeah, the letter.
They did that on Curb Your Enthusiasm a couple seasons back where Larry's mom died.
Yes.
And they wrote on the tombstone, passed away, P-A-S-T, passed away. And he said, Dad, Shelley Berman played his dad, said, Dad, that's spelled wrong. He says, but I saved three letters at $37 a letter. And I hadn't thought of it that way. So maybe it is that.
Okay, now let's get a millennial's take.
All right.
I would like to talk to Emily.
All right, Emily.
Emily, get right on the mic, like a broadcaster.
Right.
Really, really project,
yeah.
All right?
Be
Rob
best.
Rob will take care of you from there.
Be best on your mic.
What are your thoughts? This is not chauvinistic Oscar. This is just, I don't like-
News analyst Oscar.
I don't like when you're, like, it should be you are.
Oh, there's three different spellings, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. That bothers me.
Sure, they're
and
through,
I'm no
through and
grammar
through.
Nazi. Mm-hmm. I mess up all the time. But I also don't, I'm not going in front of the television and saying, be best!
That's right. All right. What's your take, Emily?
I think be best just does not sound right. It doesn't even have a ring to it.
It feels mm-hmm. weird on my tongue.
Yeah, you know, you can go against grammar if it's catchy.
Yes.
But it ain't.
Yes.
It just sounds wrong.
So you're okay with this?
Yeah.
That we're harping on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Team Oscar.
Everybody thinks it's weird. It doesn't roll off the tongue. You're right. Absolutely right about being able to go with bad grammar if it works.
Right.
But it doesn't even work.
It doesn't work.
I would rather, I was thinking of other ones. I like, go you.
Yes.
Go you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go you is, it's like you're done. It doesn't really make, it's like you can, like, there's so many things. Go you is better than be best.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
And it could just
and
be.
And it just be the you. You save on letters.
Mm-hmm.
$37 a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made a profit on this one. Don't bully in money in your pocket.
I hope they pivot because they can.
Mm-hmm.
They do something.
Yeah.
And I feel for her because, she has people running her team.
Yeah, it's true.
And somebody should have stopped her. And they probably sabotaged her. They said, well, you want to be best? Well, here we go.
Well, remember back around the time of the inauguration when she was accused of plagiarizing the first time?
Yes.
What she should do is take that original apology and plagiarize herself. And just apologize again.
That's Oscar's take.
Thank you, Oscar. Very
you.
Nice. And
Oscar's take.
Oscar's take. We'll be right back with beautiful little sounds.
Yay,
springtime sounds. I did. Don't forget it, man. It's all good. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Back after this.
Oh, the Met Gala. Yeah.
Guess who, baby?
Hey!
Nikki Diamond. I'm here, but you know what? I never left. Just like football, I'm always there, lurking. Free agency, the draft, OTAs, minicamp, preseason, fantasy, playoffs, Super Bowl. Nikki Diamond, just like the Mike O'Mara Show, is always here when you need it, and even when you don't. It's a sure thing. Light them up.
We'll be back on the show soon.
One take. That's Nikki Diamond. You know what? Coming up soon. Can't wait to have him back. Hope he's well. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Pro Flowers. Absolutely the best. My go-to anytime I need to send flowers. But this is the time of year that you send flowers because we all know that Mother's Day is coming up. It's this Sunday. But doesn't mom deserve more than just one day? Doesn't she?
The Santana text went out to everybody and said, look, don't mess it up.
Don't blow it.
Yes.
Be best.
Use the code be best.
Well, here's the deal.
Melania gets credit.
When you send her Pro Flowers for Mother's Day, mom is guaranteed to have at least 7 days of fresh, beautiful flowers. Mike has said it, and I've seen
it.
They last forever. They bloom in your very house. It's so great. And right now, our listeners can send 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just remember the promo code TMOS. With fresh flowers and guaranteed delivery, plus unique unique vases and accessories that mom will love. ProFlowers has everything you need for a perfect Mother's Day. It's the best way to get the Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms in your life in one stop. So easy and such a great thing to do. Just choose the delivery date you want.
Cheese.
It's delicious.
Cheese. She'll be so happy.
Just choose the delivery date you want and it's guaranteed. You can even get your flowers delivered on Mother's Day, ooh, May 13th, which is this Sunday. Watch out. That's soon. So don't forget to show mom how much she means to you. Send her 100 beautiful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Visit proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com, code TMOS. And today is May 9th, and here is the audio vault for you. Oscar, I was pleased when I saw this because I knew this is right up your alley.
Ish.
The Google Assistant.
Google.
They have released a new thing for Google Assistant.
That's like Google I.O.
It can make appointments for you. And you don't even have to get involved. It has enough artificial intelligence that it can call and make an appointment for you. Here's an example that they did at a conference. Google showed this.
Google I.O.
And the thing about it is the people that were on the other line never knew they were talking to a robot. Check this out.
So how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Wow.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
The thing that I have a problem with with that is the lady at the salon sounds more like a robot than the Google device. I mean, it was so...
Yes. It's like Westworld.
Yes!
They'll make you more human than being human.
I don't know if you noticed this, they even built in an a stammer to make it sound like a real person.
As cool as that is,
it freaks me out.
It's going to revolutionize our life. Think about all the minutes that are stolen from us, though, to take care of the dentist.
Stupid stuff.
You could walk by and say, hey, Google, or whatever you call it these days, and make a dentist appointment for Robert.
Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah.
And it's done.
It's
gone, and you can go on back to your Fortnite.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Right?
I'll tell you what is not a great leap in technology is old karaoke tapes. And this one was so old, and I had forgotten about this. Remember when you used to put a VHS in and hit play, and it would say tracking on the screen, and it would automatically adjust?
Yeah.
Someone found a tape from their bar mitzvah. This looked to be like maybe the late 80s, and their entire family was doing karaoke of That's What Friends Are For. This is the greatest tape I've heard in 15 years.
And if I could ever go away, darling, close your eyes and trust and feel the way we do today.
Are they hammering?
No, just nervous, I think. And unpracticed.
Well, parents can be
smiling. Keep shining.
That's so bad. Whoa, I have one of these from the Backstreet Boys from college.
Yes.
The worst.
And obviously they had like some slick party jock at the bar mitzvah because there's a beautiful background, but they're all standing as still as columns and they're all sharing this one man who's close to the mic.
I'll be on your side forevermore.
Oh, man.
They call him the locksmith because he makes his own key.
Is there something to be said about this new generation of millennials and what is it? Zillennials, whatever they're called.
Generation Z. Yeah.
They're so much more comfortable on camera because they've been FaceTiming
their entire life.
Right?
Yeah. Mm.
So you're not used, like if you've never been, if the first time, and for this is for all interns and maybe if you're under, let's say 30, right?
Right.
There was a time when somebody would walk in with a camcorder and you'd be like, oh, like, how do I act?
Right.
This is a camera. Your phones didn't have cameras. This was like a big camcorder and you thought it was so cool, but you didn't know how to act in front of the camera.
I have so much film of that. My Uncle George, he was got one of the first big shoulder deals. And there's film of my family and he'd come in and they'd stop and stand. And it's like, this is a camera that captures motion. You don't have to be still.
They didn't know.
Yeah, but it's but anyway, that's pretty great.
Certainly can't sing on it.
Trevor Noah, this is maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen him do. He was talking about President Trump on Fallon last night. And he said that he has a musicality to his voice, and he turns it into a reggae song. I just thought this was very funny.
He was saying that the UK is worse than the US because they don't have guns, so they have knife crimes. He's like, so many crimes. They say there's a hospital somewhere in the middle. It's like a war zone because the people just go around, knives, knives, knives. Knives, knives, knives. And I was just like, and the way he's just like, knives, 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 them be stabbing, them be choking, them be dying, them be dying, it's the knives, 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 them got the knives, knives.
As you know, I'm no big fan of Jimmy Fallon, but I thought that was pretty brilliant. Jane Fonda still looking great at age 80.
I know, Jane.
However, Oscar.
That's when Mike gets upset.
Don't think you could go date Jane Fonda.
I'm not dating anymore, but I did up until a couple of years ago. I'm 80. I've closed up shop down there.
So she shuddered.
Yeah, like a hurricane's coming, boarded up the windows.
We're not rebuilding.
So keep that in mind. Now, and as you know, let's close with this. I'm a huge fan of a great pun, and this one knocked my socks off. Jimmy Kimmel talking about Stormy Daniels.
Stormy herself did an interview with Penthouse Magazine that came out today, in which she said, among many things, that after sex, Trump's hair looks like a drunken cockatoo. And I'll tell you something. This is a woman who's seen a drunken cockatoo.
Perfect. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday. That is it, folks.
Well done.
Why didn't I think of that one? That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Please remember to grab our new TMOS PlayaPod app today. Thank you, Todd. And unlock the 24/7 live stream. All messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Email it through the Xfinity Gateway. Get to me overnight. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.